This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. The medical profession is known for long hours and high stress, and a new study aims to figure out how big the problem is and whether it's getting worse.
The Mayo Clinic study finds that burnout has gotten worse for doctors over the last 3 years, raising concerns about keeping people in the profession and potential risks when it comes to providing care for their patients.
Dr. Tate Shanafelt joins us now. He's director of the Mayo Clinic Department of Medicine Program on Physician Well-Being. Dr. Shanafelt, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, we toss the word burnout around a lot in everyday conversation, but when we're talking about professional burnout, what do we mean?
It's a good question, and here we're referring to a specific syndrome that has three main parts, which are emotional exhaustion, depersonalization, or a low feeling of achievement in work. Emotional exhaustion is really losing your enthusiasm for your work. Depersonalization is starting to view people as objects rather than human beings, and that low sense of achievement is beginning to feel that you're not effective in your work, even if that's an inaccurate perception.
And what are doctor burnout levels like right now?
So they're strikingly high. At the time of our national study in 2011, the conjecture had been that about 30% of physicians were burned out. When we used objective measures at that time, the rate was actually 45%. And that study was designed to reassess physicians every 3 years. We looked again about 1 year ago at the end of 2014, and burnout had increased to 54%. Hmm. So over half of U.S. physicians are now burned out. I think what was also notable is at both of those time points, we studied a probability-based sample of the general U.S. working population in all fields. And across all U.S. workers, burnout rates stayed relatively stable over the same three-year interval in the high 20s. So rates higher for physicians and a bit of a widening gap with workers in other fields.
So what's happened? That's quite a jump in the last, what was it, 3 or 4 years there. What happened?
Well, the medical field is certainly going through unprecedented changes right now with increasing productivity expectations for physicians, consolidation of medical practices, changes in insurance networks with often narrowing of networks and declining reimbursements. We're also in an era where new legislation has created regulations that have increased clerical burden associated with each patient encounter. Such as medication reconciliation requirements, electronic prescribing, and meaningful use of electronic health records. And all of these changes have often increased the clerical burden and interruptions, inefficiencies in a physician's workday that can often detract from some of those more meaningful aspects of practice and interacting and taking care of patients.
So when we're talking about a physician suffering from burnout, how does that manifest itself in the way that they do their job?
Well, what's concerning is that a number of studies by our group and others have found that professionally it can undermine quality of care. And this can happen in a number of ways. It has been shown that there is a strong link between burnout and medical errors. There also are links between burnout and cynicism and less empathy and compassion in the way physicians interact with their patients. So there are these very important professional repercussions in addition to some of the personal repercussions. Burned out physicians are also more likely to cut their clinical work hours or leave their current practice to move to a new practice. And so it can contribute to turnover, loss of continuity, and also even problems with access to physicians and specialties where there's a shortage.
And we hear a lot about physician errors. That's something people care a lot about. It affects patients personally. But when we look at the physician's work-life balance, how does that play out when we talk about burnout?
So work-life balance is one large contributing factor. We often think of sort of five key dimensions that contribute to burnout in physicians, which include excessive workload, inefficiencies in the practice environment, a loss of flexibility and control over work, a loss of meaning in work, and then problems with work-life integration, as you touched on. I think in that last regard, what's notable is that about 40% of physicians work more than 60 hours per week. That compares to about 7% of U.S. workers. And those high number of hours, as well as oftentimes the unpredictability of those hours occurring at nights and on weekends when physicians are on call, can create a lot of challenges integrating personal and professional life, and that is indeed a big contributing factor to burnout.
A lot of times we hear about medical school having a reputation for being incredibly grueling with internships and residencies. Does that at all contribute to the burnout that we're talking about, that doctors begin their careers coming off of this really grueling process of becoming a doctor in the first place?
It's a great question. We've looked at some national studies comparing individuals graduating from college and matriculating into medical school relative to college graduates pursuing other fields. And what's notable is that the mental health profile of those entering medical school with respect to rates of burnout, depression, quality of life, and a number of different dimensions is actually higher than their peers who are graduating and pursuing other fields. That flips fairly quickly over the first 12 to 24 months into medical school, at which point the medical student have lower mental health profiles in all of these dimensions than their peers, even though they entered medical school with better scores. I think traditionally it's long been felt that some of the origins of burnout begin in medical school, crescendo as physicians enter residency training, and then may decline once they enter practice. I think that that old view is starting to be questioned in this era of greater work hour regulations during the training process, which has helped the trainees to some extent, but has often shifted work to faculty physicians and physicians practicing, and such that now these rates of burnout we're seeing in the practicing physicians are very high, and in some cases are higher than the rates we see in resident studies.
So the question then is, what do we do about it? What do practices need to do to take care of their physicians and implement real changes?
It's an important question, and I think the fundamental premise is that physician burnout is largely a system-based problem. And American medicine is really at a tipping point now where over half of physicians are experiencing burnout. If I was telling you that we were reporting on a research study where a system-based problem had been identified that decreased patient safety for 50% of medical encounters in the United States, we would very swiftly move to address the problem using a system-based approach. You know, the reality is that's exactly the circumstance we're in, and we need healthcare organizations to address this problem. Some of the strategies for those organizations is really to focus on improving efficiency in the practice environment, delegate clerical tasks to support staff, create a practice environment that cultivates some flexibility and control over work. Studies also suggest that organizational approaches that help physicians optimize meaning in work and foster greater connection with colleagues have been found to reduce burnout in randomized trials. But addressing this problem really is the shared responsibility of both physicians and healthcare organizations. And a lot has been done on that individual physician front, but very little has been done on that organization and system level to try and reduce burnout.
I want to look a little more closely about what you mean when you say improving the efficiency of the practice environment, that kind of thing, because anecdotally, I've heard that a lot of doctors say the HMOs want them to spend less time with the patients to be more efficient and effective, and that that's stressing them out. Is that what you're talking about or something different?
I think something a little bit different. And here what we're largely talking about are the clerical burden that physicians spend a great deal of their time now interacting with the electronic health record, the process by which physicians have to bill for each patient encounter often takes many, many clicks now for something that in the past would have just been checking a box. Much of the documentation that's done now is done not so much to record the important characteristics of the patient's health condition and what needs to be done to evaluate and manage that, but more so putting in a lot of language to justify the billing associated with the visit. There's also a lot of other electronic correspondence now that happens through electronic patient portals and other activities that, again, just can lead to frequent interruptions and having physicians spend a great deal of their time, typically several hours a day, just interacting with the documentation requirements that aren't necessarily a core part of taking care of the patient or the clinical encounter itself. So where organizations have innovated and found ways to incorporate other members of the care team to help physicians spend much less of their time on that clerical aspect and more on the core medical decision-making and interactions with patients, that can pay big dividends.
And just very briefly as we wrap up here, how do you think patient care would change if we could address physician burnout successfully?
Well, I think that what we would see is more compassionate interactions between physicians and patients rather than sometimes hurried interactions or interactions where it feels like the physician is spending more time looking at the computer than they are interacting with the patient. And I think also would hopefully have some benefits with respect to more stability, less turnover in physicians, and that also is beneficial for patients as well when they build these longer-term relationships with their providers.
Dr. Schonefeld, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Dr. Tate Schonefeld, Director of the Mayo Clinic Department of the Medicine Program on Physician Well-Being.